And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Here it is. Ready? According to whom? According to whom? Uh-oh. Authority being challenged. Also, we'll look at the lost character of suffering. We're not talking about using suffering as a head bonnet where you go on going, I suffer, I suffer. We're talking about genuine, biblical, Christian suffering. Sharon Pierce will be joining us, director, by the way, of Silent Voices. She's going to be in the studio to share about the mobile pregnancy resources that Silent Voices is providing for San Diego County. Wow. And today's Facebook post, remember the song, Have Patience.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. Hold on, I have to adjust my glasses. Okay, that's better. 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for... Wait, I got to adjust my glasses. Conversation, because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Can you guys see my glasses? It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Every time you say you need me, you know there's nothing I won't do.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran's leader fired back at the United States and Israel in a United Nations address.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran won't be the first to abrogate the multinational agreement to curb its nuclear program. President Trump has indicated he's about to do that. Rouhani told the UN General Assembly through an interpreter that would damage America more than Iran.
By violating its international commitments, the new U.S. administration only destroys its own credibility.
Rouhani also denounced Israel as a rogue racist regime trampling the rights of Palestinians. A day earlier, Israel's prime minister characterized Iran as a would-be regional hegemon. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Mexico City government says 52 people have been rescued from the rubble of collapsed buildings in the capital following Tuesday's powerful earthquake. A Wall Street that up by 42 points, the Nasdaq down 5. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes. One who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand, for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Whitefields Ministry and San Diego Gas and Electric. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the K-Praise app.
Hi, friends. Tom Lewis with an urgent message from Cross International. The United Nations has released a report that in the countries of Kenya and South Sudan, they are suffering the worst drought and famine in their history in 72 years, affecting as many as 20 million people. Cross International reaching out to help those children and families who are so desperate in those African nations. Here's how you can help. A $60 one-time gift from you feeds a child or a family member through the end of January. They're expecting to get rain hopefully by next April or May, but the drought and famine is critical. Could you help right now? Give your best gift. $60 provides food for one. $300 provides food for an entire family. 866-946-8233. And if you want to tack on a special gift for Houston, you can do that as well. 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In May 2009, a pregnant young mother named Jean was washing clothes in a river on the Philippine island of Mindanao. Suddenly, gunfire broke out. Armed men shot everyone on sight. A bomb exploded and she felt shrapnel strike her chest. Four people were killed, six were hospitalized with Jean, and more than 200 Christians were left homeless. Although the Philippines is a predominantly Christian nation, Islamist groups have intimidated Christians for decades, destroying their crops and hijacking motorbikes. Please pray believers there will stand strong, and pray that their persecutors will see truth and place their faith in Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I want to be so close to you.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yes, sir. Okay, a couple things to cover. I had a chance to do some email interaction back and forth, plus some texting with our good friend Sam Rasul. He's going to be on the show next week. He's coming on the show next week. Anytime Sam comes on, we try to do two segments. We try to do one segment that is geared towards his business, and then we try and do another segment that's geared towards just spiritual life. And, you know, for somebody that pays for time and sponsorship, for them to come on and say, you know, sometimes I just want to come on and talk about my faith and about what I'm going through, what I see either in the government or in the church, whatever the case may be, that tells you that there are better or greater goals than just making money. Now, I know that we all need to pay the rent or pay the mortgage. Don't misunderstand. You're talking about Sam. He's in the mortgage business in the sense that houses have mortgages. But you and me and Sam, we can't just live for a check. That is not the way to live a life. That is, at best, enslavement to money. So we need to remember that, and that's one of the reasons that I like having Sam on is because he talks about that. He doesn't mix any words, does he? I struggle with this, struggle with that. That's the kind of real estate agent you want just to do business with, because he's just as real as you with just as many struggles with you, but he will do the best he can. Good enough? ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. That's all I'm going to give you. I'm not going to give you the old, send him to Sam. I'm not doing it. It's not going to happen. It's not for you, and I would normally say, send him to Sam. I'm not doing that. I'm just pointing that out. Okay, let's get into our what's bugging me. Oh, the bees are back. Just want to point that out. E. coli, brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E. coli termite.com. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. I do. You know, that is one strong bug. That's all I got to say. All right, so I shouldn't do this, but I will do this, and people are going to, like, say something about this, but I know you'll get over it because you have to love me. The scripture requires it. Basically, I worked out today. And you're thinking, oh, you're bragging about working out. No, quite the opposite. Normally, I will run, and at a slow enough pace where people who are walking on the treadmill next to me are winning compared to how I run. Like, they're walking and going faster than me. Okay, that's not the problem. So today, I decided to use the elliptoglider glider thingy with the arms thingy where you push the arms and the legs. Guess what I found out? I found out that if you exercise on one machine for like 5 years and then you try another machine, it hurts. And what's bugging me right now is I can't feel my legs because I used a different machine. Actually, exercise just bugs me from time to time. That's what's bugging me. I just wanted to share that with somebody because there was nobody in the gym to share it with. So I decided to share it with you guys. Don't forget the KPRZ app. It is free at your app store. You just type in KPRZ and then you add it to your smartphone. You can listen to the show. You can listen to anything that's going on with KPRZ anytime you want to do that. Let's get into our DDD, the title, According to Whom? According to Whom? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. He who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Uh-oh. He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Ooh, a lot of theology in this verse. Actually, in the pastoral epistles, there's a ton of theology. Just fantastic. But one of the things that we find out is that we are saved. Remember, we talked about this before. We have been saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. The three different tenses in salvation. Have been saved is justification. Being saved is sanctification, and will be saved is glorification. Okay, that saved you $1,400 at a seminary right there. Saved you that money right there. So he saved us, and he called us. Now, here's the part that we kind of mix up. Are you saved? Most of you would say, yeah, I'm saved. I'm a believer. I think that's fantastic. But guess what he didn't do? He didn't save you to set you aside. Oh, no, don't tell us this, Dave. No, see, this is the reality check that needs to be told. God didn't save you to put you on the couch on Sunday morning so you can watch a football game. Or Saturday if you're a college fan. Or Friday night if you're into wrestling. Or Thursday if you're into some kind of legal show. Or Wednesday if you're into some kind of talent show. Or Tuesday if you're into some kind of sci-fi show.
Monday is for wrestling.
Okay, Monday's for wrestling? I can't keep up. Here's the problem. God, he saved you, and it's fantastic. You call him Savior, but he also called you to something. He didn't just save you. He called you. And if you don't know that he's calling you, your phone is off the hook because he's calling you. You don't have call waiting, or you're putting God on call waiting? Bad idea. Because when God calls, it's a 911 in your life. And he calls us, but it's not according to what we think we can do, although that plays a part in us sometimes identifying things. The Lord often calls you into something that is often beyond you so that you know when it gets done, it's him. That's what's cool. But he calls you, get this, here's the cool part, according to his purpose. You see, God saved you and called you according to his plan. I know it's hard to believe that God would consider spending eternity without somebody like you. I know. It's incredible. But amazingly so, God actually calls you and me based on what he wants to accomplish and based on his grace. So it's not because, well, you know, I'm basically good. with a little, you know, with I got some problems and so on and so forth. And that is essentially the humanity sinfulness that just prevails in media and in every form of public communication and oftentimes in private communication, that man is basically good with a little bit of evil. Jesus made it very clear in Matthew chapter 7, if you who are evil, Jesus called mankind evil compared to God. And it's like, okay, no question. We are evil compared to God. And based on his standard and his purposes and his accomplishments and his ideas, that's where he's called us to walk into. Not based on what we think is good, not based on our works, not based on our good looks, not based on our restaurant choices, though that would be higher up than some others. It's based on what God wants to do. Okay, here's the question. What does God want to do? Well, here's what most people will tell me. I don't know. Here's a fascinating concept. Ask. Remember that portion of scripture? Ask. Seek. Knock. Because you get the responses that you're looking for. Are you doing what the Lord wants you to do? Then just keep doing it. I had some friends remind me of something that was said a while ago from a really goofy-like pastor. If God has told you to do something and hasn't given you something new to be doing, you should probably still be doing what he told you to do. But find the call. Do it for his purposes. Do it by his grace, and you'll get it done through Jesus Christ. Because if you think you're going to do anything for God in your strength, you might have to revisit the you're saved part and then go back to calling. Get it? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
There's so much tension, so much pain. I hate these feelings, can't stand the strain.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
People who are growing never stop learning. Men who are growing in the Lord have some specific courses laid out for them. Dr. Tony Evans tells us about that heavenly curriculum as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Men are told to study two things, the Bible and his wife. Why? Because both are difficult to interpret. Those are hard things to read. Every man in here will testify a woman is confusing, complex. You think she wants this, but she really wants that. You tried this, but that wasn't good enough. That's why the Bible says, know her. And you can't study something without giving it time. When she wants to talk, she's giving you the opportunity to know her. Because many times we as men are meeting needs that she doesn't have. Which means you got to give up some television programs. That's what it means. It means instead of watching the news from 10 to 10:30, get all the news before you get home, because from 10 to 10:30, that's get to know you time. That's time where you say, honey, I want to listen. You talk. Tell me anything about yourself that I need to know, because when I learn it, I'm going to use it to love you better. Teach me. That's what it means. Because women love to be understood. And many a woman has said, my husband doesn't understand me. He doesn't understand me. And she's probably right. But that takes time. You've got to be willing to listen.
Learn more about how a godly man can change his wife, his family, his church, even his world. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man, for yourself, your brother, uncle, husband, father, teenage son, or your church study group. Visit us at TonyEvans.org and click on the link that says Making Kingdom Men. That's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We want to let you know that there is weather outside. I'm not telling you what the weather is. There's just weather outside. You should know that now, by now anyway. If you're on the road, well, the Lord did tell you that you were going to become more and more like Jesus, which is why you have that test of patience every time you drive. The only difference is the things that you initially think in your mind, you have to rebuke and then surrender them to the Lord, because you know you shouldn't be thinking those things. I know not everybody drives the greatest, but telling you, I just came back from Texas last week, it is not a state selective issue. Apparently, tough driving is everywhere, I guess. That's kind of how that goes. I can't do much about it. Let me tell you, this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our good friend Steve Wheeler, who was just on yesterday. So what is Whitefields doing? Well, they are helping rural pastors. Now, as soon as I say rural pastors, you're thinking Arkansas, you're thinking in the woods. How about 50 miles away from the nearest road in Africa? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about way far away in what we call the red zones. And if you listened to the show yesterday, you found out Steve has somebody who works with Whitefields Ministries, helps plant churches. They're trying to revoke the visa that the person has simply based on the fact that he's helping plant churches. It's like people don't recognize this stuff's going on all the time, government-oriented as well. You got to be aware of this. So what Whitefields does is comes by and they support rural pastors who are planting churches in far-off places. And these are not, you know, oh, well, it's somebody who graduated from Wheaton College. No, it's somebody who graduated from the village right there where they're trying to plant the church. But they do work with Soquel Seminary and other educational institutions to give them a full-blown seminary education before they plant churches. Kind of a good idea. And along with that, Whitefields helps the villages with clean drinking water, and they don't charge anything. See, some of these villages have to drink out of cesspool systems. It's just terrible. So one of the things Whitefields approaches is bringing clean drinking water in so people can live longer. They charge nothing for it. And then when people say, why do you do it? They say, well, we do this because of Jesus. And then they'll say, why? What do you mean? And it's like, there's an open door right there. And the gospel gets preached everywhere. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check it out. As you know, Steve's the guy that fills in for me every so often, so that kind of helps you voice-wise. But he's just a great, great guy. Covers all denominational boundaries just because his heart is for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, how do you not like that? You have to love that. All right, the other thing I do want to tell you, 12th Annual Pastor's Appreciation Lunch taking place Thursday, October 5th at City View Church. Keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress, who did the endorsement on my book. So do I like him? Yes. Of course I do. And we encourage you because seating is getting more and more limited, which just tells you if you don't get connected to it pretty soon, it's going to be too late. Last year, it got closed up, and we're just telling you now, get there sooner than later. Even though San Diego is the, what time is it, 11:59? It's time to go kind of city. You got to do it a little faster. We encourage you to go to kprz.com and register. Let's get into our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. So this takes place when I'm reading my Bible, like everybody else is reading their Bible. But sometimes when I'm reading, there's something that kind of pops off the page, and it's like, wow, that'd be cool to share with people. And so that's what these are. As most people know, they're little mixed sermons. I love that. That's a great phrase. This one's called The Lost Character of Suffering. And we're not talking about people who suffer and then wear it like a badge because they're trying to be spiritual. I want to talk about this spiritual suffering that takes place because of our faith basically biblical suffering. I want to talk about this. Acts chapter 5, verse 40 and 41. After they called in the apostles and they had them flogged, they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and then they released them. Then they went out from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of his name. That, my friends, is a fantastic picture of biblical suffering and persecution. They were flogged, they were persecuted, they were restricted. Here is how they responded when their faith was being challenged. They first responded by rejoicing. Uh-oh. I get an F. If I have something happen to me, I'm a little bit more prone to argue than rejoice. It's just a reality check. Because I sometimes don't make the connection that if they're doing this against me because I'm a Christian, that that's actually against the Lord. And I miss that step somehow and go right into defense mode. And it's like, ugh, I can do better. And I have a feeling some of you might be able to do better as well. They did not, by the way, obey the restriction. And this is where the difference is. You see, it's proper to obey a governmental authority to a point. But that point that breaches the direct command of God then becomes a different issue, and it is better to obey God than man. So when the government says, okay, great, kill everybody that believes, you know, in Jesus, your job is not to follow that order. Your job is to obey God, right? That's first and foremost. And also, just so we can be aware of this, they were not going to be quiet. In fact, they got rearrested because they were not quiet. So this is not the idea of being a church mouse, and it's not the idea of being obnoxious. I've been to a park with a church group where another group came in, didn't know we were a church group, used a megaphone, told us all we were sinners going to hell, then found out we were a church group, then took the megaphone to the next part of the park. It wouldn't hurt to know maybe ahead of time before you turn the megaphone on, you know, maybe who you're talking to. I mean, I think that's not a bad idea. I think the understanding should be that we have been given the greatest message ever in all of existent being. There is God who loves us, but because of our ridiculous sinfulness, our pathetic sinfulness, we can't have fellowship unless he helps us bridge that gap. Well, that gap is filled in by the cross, and that's how that gap is bridged, and that's how we have fellowship with God. What a message. Are you kidding? I get excited about football and hockey, and I get excited about good food, which 50-50. But it's the bottom line is this. That's a message. That's like a story so fantastic. Well, that's what God gave us. It's like, okay, here's your stewardship. Take this story, do something with it. Wow, I hope I can do just a little bit. And they didn't act in a way that they were ashamed of the gospel, because you should never be ashamed of the gospel. Okay, one thing I will say, and I do have a hard time, so I'm not gonna jump on all of it. But every once in a while, when a Christian goes through a little bit of suffering, I do find it amazing that not for the sake of free speech, but for the sake of compensation, they have to sue and get a certain amount of money to feel better about it. I don't know. I just look at that and go, Bible-wise, I don't know. You know, I just don't see Jesus going, you a good lawyer? I'm looking for it, but I'm not seeing it. Here's the thing. They were blessed that they were counted worthy to be persecuted. And that's, I know, we don't kind of walk in that society here, although they do walk in this in other countries right around us. It's just that whole mindset of understanding that our connection to Jesus is the most important connection we can have. God is a God of life. We're going to get a chance to talk to Sharon, who's the director of Silent Voices, in just like, what, 4 minutes. She's going to get a chance to talk to us about pregnancy resources and mobile pregnancy resources, which is like phenomenal. And God is into life. We do a really poor job of appreciating how God views that. And what we often do is whine and complain a lot. We should just be thankful that we got to connect to Jesus. After all, he doesn't owe you anything. Just if we can go back real quickly. God, you owe me nothing. We owe him everything. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about, have a good time talking about life and why that's important. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. When you lay down your life for me, your
love, it's a love that lives inside of me. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
We need your help. We are Silent Voices, serving women and saving lives for over 30 years. Silent Voices is a pregnancy resource center providing a full range of services including free pregnancy tests, pregnancy and abortion education, and more. Silent Voices is in the process of expanding our services by purchasing a Save the Stork medical unit, allowing us to reach abortion-vulnerable women outside of abortion clinics, on campuses, and public events. In order to use the Save the Stork mobile unit, we must find a doctor to serve as our medical director and an RN to serve as our nurse manager. The medical director must be an MD with admitting privileges. An OBGYN is ideal, but not necessary. The position only requires 1 hour a week of your time. Nurse manager, about 4 hours a week. Without these positions, we are unable to expand our services.
If you or someone you know can help us, call 619-422-0757. 619-422-0757.
We are silentvoices.org.
Mercy. Mercy is God's ministry to the miserable. Hello, this is Chuck Swindoll. After giving a laundry list of sins he had committed, the great Apostle Paul writes this in 1 Timothy, "I was shown mercy." Such a profound statement in four simple words. I was shown mercy. In other words, I was given mercy in place of my misery. I needed grace, and God came to my rescue. What a marvelous truth. And the antidote to misery. The living God touched Saul's life with mercy. The living God still slips his hand into the ranks of humanity and points us out, saying, "Here is my grace."
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. That's our email. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. Okay, I just want to make sure you understand that. It's okay to laugh. That's a good line. I've been using that for 5 years. It's pretty funny. Sharon Paris is here. Now, she is the, I want to say this right, so if I say it wrong today, International Executive Director. Is that correct? Okay, yes. I'm doing pretty good. Of Silent Voices. And what you're going to find out, Silent Voices is a pregnancy resource group or a center, and they have a mobile element to this. We're going to discuss that. But here's what I want you to be aware of. Free pregnancy tests, pregnancy abortion education, post-abortion healing and recovery, parenting programs for moms and dads, natural family planning instruction. In other words, they're trying to help.
Right.
And that's the goal, right? And the idea is to help people understand either if they've made that tough if they've made that decision, there still has to be recovery after that. But we're trying to help them make the best decision prior to that. Is that
correct?
Kind of, all right, talk to me about how you guys go about that.
Well, right now we have an office where women can come to us and request like a free pregnancy test and counseling. But over the last 4 or 5 years, it's been more and more difficult to get women into the office because they don't know we're there. We're not really visible. A lot of the women in the South Bay don't have transportation, so they walk wherever they go. And if they're not walking right past us, they don't know we're there. So Save the Storks is an organization that outfits Mercedes Sprinter vans. And we are in the process of raising money to purchase one that will allow us to go out into the community where we'll be very visible and we'll meet the women right where they're at. Instead of expecting them to find us, we're going to go out and find them.
So you're making it available. And one of the things that you're doing is speaking for the silent voices. Isn't that kind of like the concept in this? Is that you're
exactly?
I mean, there are voices that are, and a lot of people can do a lot of theology, but all you got to do is read Psalm 139, and this theological discussion's over, because God's the one that's doing the knitting in the womb, and therefore every child before it's a mom or a dad child, it's a God child.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just I don't know how you just so people know you're destroying God's property. When you do that, then you do that for them. You know, if there's a medical thing and it's real, fine. But that's what 3% of abortions.
If that,
right? Yeah. It's at least 96%+ on recreational divorce. So I don't feel like having a baby.
Right?
Isn't that just unbelievable?
You know, I don't know that it's that they don't feel like having a baby as much as it's they don't have the resources they need, or that they think they need to have the baby.
Ah, interesting statement.
Most women don't choose abortion because they think it's a great thing to do. I mean, I've talked to some who have felt that way.
Yeah, we're not talking about Hollywood either. Go ahead.
No. That's a whole other story. But, you know, these women, they feel trapped. They feel isolated. They feel abandoned. They feel alone. Statistics are 84% of women after an abortion say that they felt they had no other choice.
Wow.
That's huge. That's a huge number of women that might have made a different decision had they known that there was help out there.
Yeah.
And so we want to be that help. We are already prepared to offer that help. We just need them to know that we're there.
Okay, couple things I want the audience to know. I'm going to keep you for a second segment. You don't mind, do you? I mean, you drove all the way down here, so you might as well hang out. Right.
Sure.
Okay. Couple things. Silentvoices.org. That's the website, right? Silentvoices.org. The phone number is 619-422-0757. Let's make sure everybody gets that. 619. You got to know 619. I don't have to repeat that. 422-0757. What are you, Sharon, looking for an audience? We have an audience of people that listen, and we consider the audience like a mini city because they get to listen at different times. And what are you looking for from this city of listeners?
Our biggest need right now is we need a doctor to serve as a medical director. We need a registered nurse to serve as our nurse manager. And we need nurses. We need physician assistants. We need RDMS, licensed sonographers, to come alongside and to provide the services on the medical unit. We can buy the van. We're going to have the money very quickly. It's going to sit there until we have the medical
person. Now, that's terrible. I mean, it's like it's an opportunity in a vehicle that we just need servants to help serve in it, right?
Right.
Is that the idea?
Right. And it's not a huge amount of time. I know that as our business picks up, it will be more time, but at the outset, I'm anticipating that the medical director might need to spend 1 hour, 2 hours a week. Nurse manager would be more, probably 4 to 5 hours a week. Volunteer nurses can spend 2 to 3 hours a week or every other week, depending on how many we have volunteer.
Let's pray real quick. I just want to pray. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ that if there is somebody out there that's listening that can participate, and that this is something that maybe they've been praying about and looking to get involved with, that they would make a connection with Silent Voices so that there would be
a voice for the women and for the children who may be in danger, that there would be an opportunity for life. You are a God of life. And we are just asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you would make the connections that Sharon and her organization needs just to protect life. We just totally support that. And we just ask for your grace and mercy in that situation. And in Jesus' name, again, we pray. So if you're out there and you're listening, that's kind of important, because I think what you said really struck a chord there, because it's like, look, it's 2 hours a week if you're a doctor, maybe 5 hours a week if you're a registered nurse. And if you can make that connection and help, we're going to have the van. Help us do something with it. That's really the idea, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Have you done this ministry a long time?
34 years.
I won't ask that question again. That's a long time. I mean,
since day one.
Since day one.
Yeah.
This Lord just said, do this.
Very clearly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've probably, I'm just going to say, you've probably helped save a ton of lives. I'm just saying. Well, thank you for that. I mean, you probably don't get that a lot, but we appreciate that because we know how hard these kind of things can be. All right, so there's a couple things. So we're going to keep you over because I want to make sure, and I want to give the audience time. I know, guys, you listen and you buzz in and out, and if that person cuts you off, you're not listening at all. You're like screaming in a third tongue, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about ministering to mothers and enabling life to go forward. And it's like, wow. Okay, got to do that. We got to be a part of that. Got to connect to that. So that's the website for those that are like, okay, I got to check this out. You're thinking about it. It's kind of rattling in your brain. Silentvoices.org. Silentvoices.org. And that phone number is 619-422-0757. I just want to ask you quickly before we exit. We're going to exit in about 45 seconds. The van, I looked at the brochure. I mean, what?
I know.
I mean, what? I'm serious.
Who doesn't want to be on that van?
I mean, it is. It's like, it is. It's not the idea of it, but it is a pretty nice. It's pretty nice. It's like a.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, is this what they all look like?
Yes.
It's incredible.
Save the Storks does an amazing job.
Yeah.
Their belief is that women need to be treated like they're special because they are. And most of the women that we serve are not used to being treated special. So they want their first experience to be over the top. And
wow.
I've been in one of those vans, and they're luxurious.
I mean, it just is saying, hey, we care. And by taking that into these communities, you're saying this is for everybody, right?
I mean,
this is a real – so it's I don't want to say it's – evening the playing field all the way around, but it is bringing a sense of, hey, we care about everybody. It's the same. It doesn't matter what area, we're going to bring this to you. And if you need our help, we want to be there to help you.
Yes.
I love that. I love that. What a rewarding position the Lord has put you in for you to be able to help. I know there's got to be disappointments, but there's got to be a lot of rewards.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. I just think that's cool. Happy for you in that sense. Right? Silentvoices.org. And I'm not going to let you guys forget it because we're going to talk about it for another 5 minutes. 619-422-0757. 0757. Did you do that all right?
You did it perfect.
I just want to make sure everybody gets the phone number right. We'll explain that some other time when we're doing a joke session later on. All right, we're going to come back with more with Sharon. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break.
To forgive my sin.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
In a time when the church faces significant cultural change, who will remind us of what really matters? Who will help us stand for the truth when the truth is no longer popular? At the 12th annual KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon on Thursday, October 5th, we have a seat reserved for you at City View Church in Mission Valley, along with every other pastor in San Diego County. Receive encouragement from an experienced leader who has walked in your shoes. One who understands the challenges you didn't learn about in seminary. Dr. Robert Jeffress is a best-selling author, the pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, a national radio and television ministry. Shoulder to shoulder we stand.
for there's more we have in common than what divides us. Lead on, Pastor. We're with you.
The 12th annual KPRZ Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by City View Church and the French Gourmet. Reserve your seat at kprz.com or on the KPRZ mobile app.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hanging out with Sharon Pierce, the International Executive Director of Silent Voices. And she has a cause. She has a purpose. She has a vision. She has a mission that is worth my time, your time, and our attention. Anytime you are in an active ministry trying to help women who cannot typically receive help, who need to know what the parameters of their decisions are, to know what they can and cannot do, what is and is not available, anytime you can do that, especially in a specifically when you're dealing with a woman who is pregnant and is trying to make major, and it's just, I mean, come on, major decisions, major views on life, having a light and a voice in the midst of that is a powerful ministry, and that's what they do. And so we are looking for people, first and foremost, silentvoices.org, if you want to attach to the ministry, because there's some of you out there that are like, you know, I've been looking for a cause, like, I have a feeling if you get in touch with Sharon, she'll have something for you to work on.
I'll find something.
I just feel that way. Tell me I'm wrong. I know I'm right about it. And then 619-422-0757. That's 0757. That's the phone number. The big need that we're asking for is?
Medical director and nurse manager.
And when we say medical director, we don't mean somebody who's running a hospital who's come and run your hospital. What do we mean?
Just a doctor. Needs to be licensed to the state of California, needs to have admitting privileges. Ideally, an OBGYN would be great, but it's not necessary. We have resources that can make it really easy for whatever doctor wants to come on board to help us.
Okay, and how much time are we talking about commitment-wise?
For the doctor, I'm thinking 1 to 2 hours a week at the most to begin with.
Okay.
For the nurse manager, which is a part-time paid position, state of California requires it be paid, and that would probably be about 4 to 5 hours a week.
Okay, so one is like 1 to 2 for the doctor, and for the managing nurse, you're looking at 4 to 5 hours.
Correct.
Okay.
And then we need nurses PAs, RDMS, which is a licensed sonographer, to come alongside and provide the services. We'll provide training if they don't have it. So all they have to do is be willing to help.
Okay, so you're looking for hearts and bodies that want to serve.
Correct.
I mean, that's just the a nice way to put that. So when we were in our off-air time, which most people know in this show there's actually no off-air time, I just asked you about the future and the visions of, you know, what's happening in 5 years or 10 years, and how did you respond when I asked you that?
I said, honestly, I can't think beyond getting this done. This has been going on for 2 years, 2 to 3 years. We've been moving in this direction, and it's like birthing a baby very, very slowly, and I can't think beyond that right now.
So this is all the energy, all the focus is going right here.
We've cut back in other areas of ministry to focus on this.
Okay. And that's what you believe the Lord's leading you in this direction, right?
Yes.
I mean, you don't just make a decision. This is not an easy decision. This is like, nope, we're going this way. This is the vision.
It would be easy to just sit in our office doing what we're doing, but it's not going to reach the women that we want to reach.
Yeah, so you can't fulfill what the Lord has really put on your heart.
Unless we do this.
Unless you go out. You know, it's kind of funny because if you think about it from a evangelistical point of view, I'm pretty sure, and I'll double check real quickly. Yep. It doesn't say, sit on your couch, therefore, and make disciples of your popcorn. It's just like, go.
Go do
something. Go forward and do something. And that's what you guys are just trying to do, is go into the community.
Correct.
I'm going to ask you, you don't have to answer any of these questions. These are simple, like, just ministry, like, okay, this is what I've encountered. Have you ever had, like, have there been, like, disappointments in the process where you've gone through and you've gone, oh, you know, if we just had this or just had this, we couldn't get there in time. I mean, has it been, like, big ones that you've gone through in 34 years?
Most of that are women who keep coming back for pregnancy tests, knowing what we stand for, and already deciding that they're going to have an abortion. That's really hard to handle. I had one client that came 7 times in a very short, like maybe over a period of 2 years. And every time she came in, she was going to have an abortion. And finally, at the 7th time, I'm like, I can't keep enabling you. I love you. We care about you. We want to be here for you. But it's breaking my heart to watch what you're doing. And so I'm going to have to ask you not to come back until you're ready to let us help you. That was hard.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
That sounds hard. I mean, it just sounds like a difficult.
Yeah.
What about the exact opposite? Have you had?
Oh, my.
I mean, Victor, you were like, this will never work.
Well, at the very beginning, I had no clue what we were doing. You know, 34 years ago, we didn't have CareNet. We didn't have Heartbeat. We didn't have all the resources that are out there now. And so I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what to expect. Just knew God had called us to do it. And the first baby that I got to witness being born, oh my gosh.
It was
overwhelming. That child is like 33 years old now.
That's how old my son is.
Wow.
Who just had a baby. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh my goodness.
I know.
It's like wow. It's such
I just ran into a lady that we helped over 30 years ago, who had a little girl. And she was sharing about what had happened in the last 30 years. Her daughter has had a child, so this woman is now a grandmother, and her daughter's pregnant with the second grandchild. And after she walked away from our booth, I thought, we're not just saving a life, we're saving a future.
That's excellent.
We're saving that child and everyone around that child's life.
Right.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen to those kids that we save, but God does, and he has a plan, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it.
It's cool because it's not just this generation, but even generations that you can't even yet see
right. That
you will have impacted.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be I'm just saying, it's going to be a cool reward when you get to heaven. You're going to be like, what? You're right? That's pretty wild. All right, ladies and gentlemen, silentvoices.org. silentvoices.org, 619-422-0757. 619-422-0757. Pray, and if you're a person that can participate and help, help. It is a worthy cause. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.